Drugstore Cowboy by Buckersfield, and you can actually go and see that live tonight at the Squeeze End. We have them in studio right now. I have Jeffrey Parker and Jeff Lewis in front of me, along with Brendan. Good morning.
That's right. Hey, gentlemen, I know the bar opens like at 4 or something. What time does the show start?
They moved it up. We are 6 to 9.
6 tonight. To 9. All right, 6 o'clock early tonight show. At the Squeeze Inn, Buckersfield.
Our second time there.
Yep. Second time.
Yeah. And sophomore attempt. Sophomore, that's right. We're sophomore at Squeeze Inn. Sophomores.
So we got, this song was recorded at Cimarron Studios right here in Tahlequah. How do I not know about this place? Well, tell me more.
It was, I was originally in Stillwater, started in Stillwater in the early 90s, all through the Red Dirt stuff.
Right.
And there was a venue over here called Ford's Alley, right behind Bank First downtown. They did singer-songwriter promotions.
Okay.
Ken Kaufman.
The 90s?
Yes. Probably mid-90s. And they were bringing in, like, you know, the Texas country, Ray Wiley. I think Kevin Welch might have been here. But then all the Red Dirt stuff was Tom Skinner and Bob Childers and all those great guys. And I came over and played. We had been working with, I'd been working with Tom, and we were doing shows over here. Mm-hmm. So I met my wife, current wife, there at Ford's Alley.
Wow.
So that's why I moved over here from Stillwater. And we just set up shop over here in 99, I guess it was. I did probably about 10 or 12 years under contract with the Cherokee Nation Education Department.
Okay.
We did all the children's choir and also working with Cliff Doyle at CDA. He did the promotions, and we did all their CDs, one video, their tours, marketing and promotion, and that was a great experience. Really enjoyed that. So that kind of settled me in and paid the bills, and then I was able to get back and do all the Red Dirt stuff. And so,
wow. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Buckersfield right now, and I just learned about a bar or a venue I've never heard of in Tahlequah. That's Ford's Alley.
Ford's Alley.
I've lived here too long. Somebody's hiding information for me.
I think it's the men's shelter now.
I know. I think, if it's the same Bank First, and it's right there.
There was the house. There was right the guy that took care of it.
Yeah, she works at the library, so right in between the bank and the library.
The right side of it was the venue, and the stage was actually the old porch to the house. I guess they added on, but it was actually a mechanic shop, I guess, way back.
Wow.
The history of the building, and that's why they call it Ford's Alley.
But, all right.
Yeah, it was a very cool venue. It was just real cool. It was a listening room, songwriter type venue. Well, and it would pack out, you know.
That's amazing. Well, I don't want to miss this before we get a chance to say it. If you don't get a chance to see the guys tonight at 6 at the Squeeze Inn, you've got another chance tomorrow, Saturday. They're out
Saturday
at Piddles.
At Dockside Pizza.
Dockside Pizza.
With Rod Robertson, who we're backing him up on that. And then he's going to come out tonight and open our show and do a couple tunes with us.
What's the start time on Saturday?
I believe Rod said it was 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
Real neat little venue out the lake, new place.
Very cool. Great pizza. I actually went out there with the sales lady and with Sherry Clark and had some pizza. It was good.
Yeah, good deal.
We've got two Jeffs in the room. Jeff, you got some stuff to add?
Yeah, you know, Jeff and I, Jeff Parker and I go back to the mid to late 80s, where we had a band called Jeff Lewis and the Delta Band. We toured all over the Southwest from Oklahoma and Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and all that. And one thing that inspired us to do Buckersfield was we got to tour with Buck and Dwight and John Anderson, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Southern Pacific. And we were really, I'm a huge Merle Haggard fan. And, of course, we're big Buck fans. And I was a huge Dwight Yoakam fan. And when he called about getting together, he said, you know, let's kind of pay tribute to this Buckersfield sound. I thought, well, we opened for Buck. Let's call it Buckersfield. So that's kind of how it came about. So we go way back.
He's responsible for the coming up with the concept,
Well, I went over to do my homework a little bit at the AM station, and Doug was educating me that Buck Owens pretty much owned a whole chunk of Buckersfield.
Yeah. Right? And a bunch of radio stations.
So people called it Buckersfield
Wow. Yeah, I can see that. Actually, we researched the name, and we found there was only there's a band in Sweden or Denmark, and they actually they're like a real tribute band.
Really,
they wear the nudie suits and the whole deal.
I don't know that our airwaves are getting that far, but I would like to encourage a collab between Buckersfield and Buckersfield.
Yeah, that's right. Buck
across the pond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big old pond.
Yeah.
Atlantic whole, don't mean nothing.
Yeah. I think the whole concept that we came up with is we wanted to approach it when we were kind of storyboarding and throwing the thing together. We wanted it to be not a tribute band in the sense of a tribute band. It's more like honoring the whole Bakersfield iconic sound.
Well, it's funny. I think
and the artists that started it, Tommy right. Collins, Win Stewart, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, and those around there. Billy Mize is another one people don't know about. And then moving it up and into all the artists that it influenced all the way through the 70s, the 80s, mm-hmm. and even all the way up to John Party. People don't realize John's from out there around the San Joaquin Valley. He was a huge Buck Owens fan, very much influenced by that. So we wanted to honor the whole thing. And we've actually, in our full band live show in a theater setting or a casino show setting, we're going to have some dialogue about, you know, just some historical dialogue mm-hmm. about it that'll either be voiceover with our video stuff or we'll talk about it.
Orated.
Well, yeah, we just want to make sure it's kind of like an educational thing besides the music. And it just was such a big part of our lives oh, growing yeah. up, right. you know, and our influences.
Well, it's like, I think tribute's actually the best word for it, except yeah. for that is the word that we use for cover right. bands so often. Yeah, but I get yeah, what you're saying. Yeah, you're, the yeah. spirit is you're trying to yeah. pay tribute.
Well, and then the other side of it, too, is that Jeff has been a songwriter for years with publishing companies out in Nashville, and he's got a whole catalog of stuff that we're looking through, and we've already decided on. The first single y'all just heard was Duckstore Cowboy, written by a great songwriter, Norman, from T.Z. Wright, who was part of the whole circle of musicians who were out in Red River, New Mexico, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Michael Martin Murphy, T.Z. I knew about T.Z. when I was a kid. Playing with a band called Haskell Starbuck, country rock band out of Norman. And
he lived next door to me for 10 years. Yeah. I knew he was a musician.
Right.
But I'm always going out on tour with this Elvis stuff that I do, the production on that those festivals. And I was telling Jeff I knew about this guy, T.Z. Wright. He goes, you know T.Z. Wright? And that's when I found out his history.
Wow.
And when he told me about this yeah. song, Drugstore Cowboy, which is such a great visual song. I mean, you can see the video. You can see the story, you know.
We're talking about doing a video, music video for it. And he's got a friend that, Jeremy Childs, that's out in an actor out in the Nashville area. He's working on the second season of
Mayor of
Kingstown with Jeremy Renner. And he's had done a lot of film stuff. Just this very guy, cool. he is the drugstore cowboy.
Yeah.
He actually rolls his own cigarettes.
That's the coolest guy in the bar. Mitch, did you have some questions you want to throw in there before we get?
My question, we were talking about, you know, balancing and honoring the tribute aspect of the artist before you and making that sound and crafting it. How do you feel like how you balance it between honoring the original artist but also still carrying the music that you are making as your own?
Well, big examples, we're recording a song right now that Hoyt Axton, you know, is from Oklahoma and wrote Never Been to Spain and Three Dog Night. Well, he's got a song called Evangelina, which kind of captures almost that Latin sound that we like so much, that California.
Mexicali.
And we've kind of put our own spin on the song. We're almost rewriting it melodically. And, of course, just a little bit of trivia. Hoyt's mom wrote Heartbreak Hotel, May Axton. So that's an example. We've put together some medleys and things that just kind of capture what we want to do.
And I think there's a real tie with this thing, your question, between Oklahoma and California, obviously going back to the Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of people know, Merle Haggard's family had a farm in Sakota that burnt down, so they loaded up. They went to California for work, and that's how he ended up there.
Mm.
Buck's connection to Oklahoma City was he did a show called Country Social that the Mathis Brothers Furniture Company sponsored. Yeah. And they brought in everybody, and that really was a big part of launching mm-hmm. his national career. So there's a real tie, you know, Dallas Frazier, who wrote Elvira from Spiro, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, you know, our branding is that there's this tie between California and Oklahoma. So we like to keep everything within that vein and that genre.
Mm-hmm.
And so the song, he's written all kinds of stuff, but he's this next single that we're going to release that Jeff wrote called Sad Songs. It's that honky-tonk shuffle dance hall thing that was what Bakersfield was about, these people going out there working the oil fields and agriculture, and they get done and they go to these dance hall saloons and and then shake it all off. And
right.
So that's a,
you know, we need a lot more dancing. Yeah. We need more dancing.
Absolutely.
We need more dancing. That we were at the Hudson Westbrook show and the kids didn't even know to wiggle their knees.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are going to fall over. You're going to pass out. You got to have blood flow at least.
You know, it's neat.
Keep them moving.
You see that at track five, that dance floor on the weekend stays full. And that is so integral a part of this, you know, this genre of country music.
And that's what Jeff and I played back in when we had Jeff Lewis and the Delta Band. It was honky tonks. It was just like watching a NASCAR with people, with
keep,
couples,
keep
you know.
Keep them on the floor. Keep them on the
there
floor.
You go.
I love it.
Go check it out tonight at the Squeeze In. That's Buckersfield with Jeff and Jeffrey.
Yes.
And then tomorrow at the Dockside Pizza with Rod Robertson. You can also see him tonight with them at the Squeeze, but they'll be at Pettit Bay from 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. Did I cut you off, guys?
No. You're good.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to the scheduled program. This was a part of Take Me Downtown. Coming up next is the 2 News weather forecast. Tim McGraw with One Bad Habit after the break.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.
Thank you, guys. Thank
all
you.
All right.
You.